Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about the go-no-go decision. We covered how to evaluate your due diligence findings and decide whether to proceed with the acquisition, renegotiate, or walk away. Today, we're talking about renegotiation strategies. At CREI Partners, we've learned that due diligence often uncovers issues that weren't fully apparent during initial underwriting. Maybe the property condition assessment identifies $500,000 in deferred maintenance. Maybe the appraisal comes in $1 million below your purchase price. Maybe the rent roll doesn't match the actual leases. When you discover material issues, the deal should be reevaluated based on updated information. Renegotiation is not about being adversarial. It is about aligning the deal with verified information. Many sellers understand this and are open to discussions when findings are well supported. But renegotiation requires skill, preparation, and strategy. Let me teach you how to renegotiate based on due diligence findings. When renegotiation makes sense. You should consider renegotiation when there are material discrepancies between what the seller represented and what you discovered. The issues can be quantified with a dollar amount. The issues weren't fully apparent during initial underwriting. The deal no longer meets your return targets, and the seller is motivated and reasonable. You should not attempt to renegotiate when the issues were disclosed up front. The issues are minor or immaterial. You're using renegotiation as a tactic to lower the price without legitimate findings, or the market has changed in your favor. Focus on material findings, not minor items. Preparing for renegotiation. Successful renegotiation starts with thorough preparation. First, document all findings with third-party reports, financial discrepancies, physical condition issues, and legal or title issues. Second, quantify the financial impact. For each finding, put a dollar amount on the cost to resolve. Create a summary table showing the issue, the estimated cost, and the total financial impact. Third, determine your position. Decide what you're asking for. Purchase price reduction, seller credits, seller completes repairs, escrow funds, or adjusted closing timeline. Determine your ideal outcome and your walkaway point. Fourth, understand the seller's position. How motivated is the seller? Does the seller have other buyers? Can the seller afford to make repairs or reduce the price? Fifth, prepare your presentation. Create a professional presentation with an executive summary, detailed breakdown of each issue, supporting documentation, quantified financial impact, and proposed solutions. Renegotiation strategies that work. Here are the most effective strategies. Lead with data, not emotion. Present your findings objectively and professionally. Let the data speak for itself. Focus on material issues. Don't overwhelm the seller with minor issues. Focus on the 3 to 5 most material findings. Propose solutions, not just problems. Don't just present problems. Propose solutions like purchase price reductions, seller credits, or escrow funds. Offer multiple options. Give the seller options to choose from. This gives the seller flexibility and increases the likelihood of reaching an agreement. Be reasonable and fair. Don't make unreasonable demands. Base your requests on actual costs and documented findings. Maintain a professional relationship. Don't be confrontational or accusatory. You still need to close the deal. Be disciplined in your decision-making. If the seller refuses to negotiate in good faith or won't address material issues, be disciplined in your decision-making. Common renegotiation scenarios. Let me walk through common scenarios. First, the appraisal comes in low. Share the appraisal with the seller. Explain that lenders typically size loans based on the lower of appraised value or purchase price, along with other underwriting metrics. Propose reducing the purchase price to the appraised value, meeting in the middle, or seller financing for the gap. Second, the PCA identifies significant deferred maintenance. Share the PCA report. Quantify the impact. Propose a purchase price reduction, seller completes repairs, seller credit, or escrow funds. Third, the rent roll doesn't match the leases. Document the discrepancies. Quantify the impact on NOI and valuation. Propose a purchase price reduction to reflect the lower income. Seller fills vacant units, or seller provides rent guarantees. Fourth, environmental contamination is discovered. Share the Phase 1 and Phase 2 reports. Quantify the remediation cost. Propose seller completes remediation, purchase price reduction, escrow funds, or environmental insurance. How to structure renegotiation solutions. There are several ways to structure solutions. Purchase price reduction is the most straightforward. Seller credit at closing provides you cash to fund repairs. Seller completes repairs before closing ensures work is done before you take ownership. Escrow funds at closing protects both parties. Extended due diligence or closing period gives you more time. Or seller financing or earnout bridges valuation gaps. How to present your renegotiation proposal. Schedule a meeting or call with the seller. Start with appreciation for their cooperation. Present your findings objectively. Propose your solution with multiple options if possible. Listen to the seller's response. Negotiate in good faith. And document the agreement in an amendment to the purchase agreement. Common seller responses. Sellers might say estimates are too high. Provide supporting documentation and offer to get additional quotes. They might say issues were disclosed. Review the offering memorandum to verify. They might say the property is worth what they're asking and they'll find another buyer. Remain professional and reiterate your findings. They might say they can't afford to reduce the price. Explore alternative solutions. Or they might say, let's split the difference. Evaluate whether that still makes the deal work for you. Mistakes to avoid. Don't be confrontational or accusatory. Don't make unreasonable demands. Don't focus on minor items. Don't make claims without supporting documentation. Don't use renegotiation as a tactic without legitimate findings. And don't proceed with a bad deal just because you've invested time and money. When renegotiation fails. Sometimes renegotiation fails. The seller may refuse to negotiate, make unreasonable counteroffers, or terminate the contract. If renegotiation fails, you can proceed with the deal as originally agreed if it still meets your minimum return requirements. Or you can move on if the deal no longer makes sense and the seller won't negotiate. Renegotiation is a normal and expected part of the due diligence process. When you discover material issues that weren't fully apparent during initial underwriting, you may have leverage to renegotiate, depending on the findings and the seller's position. At CREI Partners, we approach renegotiation professionally and strategically. We document our findings thoroughly. We quantify the financial impact. We present our case professionally. We propose reasonable solutions. We negotiate in good faith, and we know when to reevaluate the opportunity. Successful renegotiation aligns the deal with the actual risk, condition, and performance of the asset. Prepare thoroughly. Lead with data, not emotion. Focus on material issues. Propose solutions, not just problems. Be reasonable and fair, and maintain a professional relationship. If the seller won't negotiate in good faith or won't address material issues, be disciplined in your decision making. The goal is not to win the negotiation. It is to structure a deal that holds up under real-world conditions. Tomorrow, we're wrapping up our due diligence series with a special episode on how due diligence differs across asset classes, with a focus on multifamily. This will be our transition episode into May, where we'll dive deep into multifamily investing. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.